In the UK, school attendance is the norm, but the wording of the Education Act places responsibility on parents and allows for children's education to take place at school or otherwise. The 1999 Government Commissioned Review of Home Education defined the practice as the full-time education of children in and around the home by their parents or guardians, or by tutors appointed by the parents or guardians. The numbers of families engaged in home education had risen markedly in recent years, with year-on-year increases of about 20% noticed in the 5 years before the COVID-19 lockdowns. Whether or not the post-COVID escalation in deregistrations will decelerate as predicted by the Association of Directors of Children's Services is yet to be seen. This paper blends Bronfenbrenner's biological systems model with Turner's liminal theory and stages of social drama to explore how some families of children with diagnosed or suspected learning differences deregister from schools and undertake home education. A bioecological approach is often used to understand relationships and the impacts of wider societal factors on individuals. Transitions and situations that take place at the margins of typical experience are often seen from a liminal perspective. Combining these lenses in the context of a social drama allowed an understanding of the reasons for and manner of the processes undertaken or undergone by families in the study. In an age where information is easily accessible on setting and government websites, parents seem to base their high expectations of school on a perceived promise of policy and state-defined attainment targets. These can contrast starkly with some neurodivergent children's school experiences, when training, resourcing and funding for diagnostic assessment and specialist support are in short supply. Children's and parents' interactions with schools and educational professionals provide opportunities for addressive action. However, often these seem instead to exacerbate already discordant relationships. Processes begun under such circumstances appear to escalate into a chain reaction where, eventually, families in distress feel home education is their only remaining option. The paper argues that by recognising when school-based experiences mean students and families are at risk of discord and resulting liminality, education professionals can adapt their practice. By ensuring positive proximal processes in the microsystem and promoting meso-systemic interactions in the best interests of the learner, professionals may avoid crisis through the collaborative relationships already required by existing policy.